And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're doing good. It is beautiful out there. According to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here, we have 54 at the studio, 50 degrees at Slap Out, 51 at Alva, 49 at Weatherford, 54 at Cheyenne, home of our secret weapon, 46 at Hollis, 46 at Altus, and out here in Panhandle of Texas, 52 degrees at Lipscomb, Miami's 51, McLean, you're 51, 49 at Wellington, and 51 at Odell. Well, today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank here. Last segment of the show, I'll read off some hay that's for sale. I've already got five that's already been texted in, so anyway, we'll have that coming up. If you want to, you got some hay to sell, 580-225-9697. Please text it into the ag text line here. Type of hay, tested or untested, price per bale or ton, load and availability, your phone number, and location. And if you're looking for some hay and you don't hear what I announced here in the last segment, text that in. Also, hey, I'm looking for 100 square bales of blah, 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 whatever you want to do. I'll put it on there. And anyway, help you guys out all you can. I know it's cold. We're feeding. Cows are eating hay. They're calving. All kinds of stuff going on. So I got some really good hay for sale today coming up later. First, let's check out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat and corn futures were cautiously higher in overnight trading on some technical buying and potentially adverse weather in the Black Sea region. Investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices likely bought back some of their contracts and closed positions after futures declined in yesterday's session. Also underpinning prices overnight was concern of some dry weather in the Black Sea growing area. Dry weather in the Ukraine and southern Russia likely will continue this week, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. Still mild temperatures will reduce any winter kill concerns in the area. In eastern Europe, dry weather is expected to continue, while in western growing areas, we'll see some rainfall that will improve soil moisture, he said. Despite the overnight gains, favorable weather conditions in several growing areas of the world will boost crop prospects. Rains in the southern plains of the U.S. and eastern Midwest, where winter wheat is growing, will improve soil moisture and keep winter kill threats low, Kinley said. Said in Brazil, rainfall in the central growing region is forecast to boost moisture, improve crop prospects, the forecaster said. Wheat for March delivery rose 4.25 cents to 539.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures were up 2.75 cents to 556 a bushel. Corn futures added 1.75 cents to 483.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery gained 1.25 cents to 10.46 a bushel. Soy meal fell 40 cents to 340 a short ton, and soy oil arisen 0.37 cents to 45.37 cents a pound. Inspections of corn and beans for overseas delivery declined in 7 days. It ended on January the 23rd, according to data from the USDA. Corn assessments total 1.25 million metric tons. That's down from 1.54 million the week prior. That's still higher than the 926,000 tons expected last year. Soybean inspections declined to 729,000 metric tons, and that's down from 779,000 the previous week and 913,000 same point last year. Examinations for wheat for offshore delivery, meanwhile, came up to 484,000 tons, according to the USDA. That's up from 261,000 tons a week earlier and the 283,000 tons assessed the same week last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 20.5 million metric tons of corn. That's up from 15.7 million same time frame last year. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 33 million tons. That's up from 27.7 million tons inspected same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are at 13.8 million tons versus 11 million tons at the same point in 2024, according to the Ag Department in its forecast. Weather in our farm belt, not much going on. Looks like it's just going to be windy in northern North Dakota, and that's about it. 20 to 30 mile an hour with gusts up to 45. Other than that, pretty quiet everywhere in the U.S., especially in our farm belt. So, okay, we got Brandon coming up here in the next segment, if I can get a hold of him. We never know. You never know if he's going to be on the phone or if he's going to be at the ranch, but I always give him a call after the first break. First, let's see what the Lipscomb market is looking like, Lipscomb dealerships, that is, on their grain market. Forecast here, March corn for, let me back up here. That time didn't look right. Let me refresh that. I don't know why that's not automatically refresh anymore. There we have it. March corn, 488, up 6.5. May is 499, up 6.75. Soybeans for March, 1046, up 1.5. And let me get rid of that right there. May, 1061, up 2.5. Soybean meal, March, 301.80, up 1. May is 310.30, up 1. Soybean oils for March, 44.89, down 11. Hard red winter wheat, March is 562, up 9. May is up 9, also up 571. What's cotton? Cotton's down today for July at 69.38, down 13. West Texas intermediate crude oil, March, 73.11, down 6 cents. Natural gas is down again today. February at 349, down 20. Looks like the NASDAQ and S&P and the Dow are all in the green today. A lot better than what they are yesterday. But this stuff here is just crazy. Live cattle, February, 208.65, up 297. April, 207.17, up 335. And June lives are at 201, up 280. Anyway, feeder cows for January, 280.82, up 110. March, 277.75, up 250. April is 277.27, up 285. Even the hogs are up today. Lean hogs for February, 83.70, up 65. April is 90.82, up 95. Yeehaw. I wanted to share this with you. If you guys, just Google Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and put in their wildfire preparing for the ranch. They put out a, it's like 18-page PDF, and you can find it online. But it's, like I said, wildfire preparing the ranch. And I'm going to read this introduction from the director of Texas A&M AgriLife. And it's got a lot to do with what happened last year. He said, over the last decade, wildfires have inflicted multi-million dollar losses on Texas agriculture and communities since 2015. Four major wildfire complexes in the Panhandle have severely impacted rangelands, presenting significant environment and management challenges for producers, wildlife, and livestock. In 2024 alone, the Panhandle wildfires, the largest and most costly in Texas history, resulted in an estimated $123 million in short-term ag losses. These fires consumed 1.2 million acres, leading to the death of more than 12,000 cattle, substantial losses in forage production, and the destruction of hundreds of miles of fencing. Additionally, losses extend to other critical ranching infrastructure, including barns, corrals, water well pumps, windmills, feed supplies, which totaled $68.7 million in damages. This educational resource has been developed to equip Texas agriculture producers and residents with the knowledge of and tools needed to prepare for future wildfires. It draws on the expertise of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the agency's Disaster Assessment and Recovery Agents, and the Texas A&M Forest Service, all part of the Texas A&M University system. He said they wanted to extend their gratitude to the Texas legislature for their continued support of other agencies and their unwavering commitment to safeguarding communities and the ag livelihoods of Texans across the state. So if you get a chance, Google that up. It doesn't matter what state you're from. This is a really good article to read on maybe helping you prepare your operation for wildfires. And it's pretty interesting. I just want to share that with you. Okay, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The thing about tires is, it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Memphis, Texas, 52 degrees, humidity's 35, the dew point's at 26, the winds are coming in like a hurricane force out of the south at 4 miles an hour. 28 one-hundredths of an inch of moisture so far this month. 557 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 37 degrees. On the phone with me now is world famous Brandon Hickey. For you guys that don't know who he is, he kind of ramrods a little bit here at the Elk City Livestock Auction in the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Oh, how was your weekend?
Got me mixed up with my wife.
No, she's just the boss. I said you're the ramrod. And if you want me to Google that for you to tell you the difference, I'm capable of doing that right now. Friday you had pretty normal size auction at Elk City and a great big one yesterday at Western Oklahoma. Let's start at Elk City, and it's just good, huh?
Yeah, had a nice run. had a good cow run. Not very many young cows, mostly old bred cows and butcher cows, but a good run. Market was fully steady on the bred cows and a little bit higher on the feeder and butcher cows, and then had a good calf run to go along with it. Not very many big cattle, mostly light cattle. And even the wing cattle offerings that we had were on the light side, but a really good market and lots of bidder activity.
Yeah, anything stand out on the boy side? It looks like it's all good to me, but you was there. You know something might have been a little different.
Yeah, no, everything. I nothing particularly stood out. I mean, you know, so it's some good. Of the weaned four-weight cattle, the boys, bringing over $4, had some of them good weaned five-weight cattle bumping right up there against the 350s, and some fancy cattle even higher than that on some of them, sure enough, thin, ready to turn out and graze cattle. So it was a good day, and the heifers, higher spread finally narrowed down a little bit, still bigger than what it usually is, but it did finally kind of follow through, carried over from the previous week, and the heifers to steer spread was a little bit more typical, a little closer to what it normally is.
Yeah, and just so people don't misunderstand what he's talking about there, the heifers are at a good price. It's just crazy that the steers are that much higher. It's not, you know, it's not like the heifers are being picked on. They're bringing a pretty good chunk of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You had a good crowd there Friday too. I stopped by and got me a cheeseburger with some French fries and dealt with Kay as long as I could before I had to leave.
Yep.
And she kept asking me if I wanted some cake, and I just ignored her. I mean, it was a trick question going on there. So. The slaughter cattle, the cows and the bulls, it's not going nowhere. Them prices are hanging in there. If you got some pretty decent slaughter cows, they're bringing a pretty good chunk of deal. And did I hear right? I got there after my show. There was a slaughter bull in there, brought over 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we did right at it anyway. He was weighing up in the 24, like 2,400, and brought like 181 or two. So it's getting up there pretty good. And then did the same thing yesterday. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction had a 2,300 pounder that brought I believe 183. I think it was 183, 184, something like that. So they're getting up there, bringing a lot of dollars for that hamburger, and getting a lot of money. A lot of these old cull bulls bringing more than what the guys paid for them when they was yearlings and 2-year-olds.
I know. And I've been trying to help you out. Just like, I think it was yesterday, I was like, what's a good bull worth? You know, mm-hmm. And I was trying to help you out, and I was like, man, guys, this is this article here, you can tell your wife that Jimmy Clark said you could go spend $10,000 on a new bull and just go ahead and sell those other ones. And see, I'm trying to help you bring in some more slaughter bulls there, get them checked, or maybe it's time for some new genetics. You know, those genetics, you've been out there, they're 40 years old, dude. It's time to move on. Because we got the great-great-grandson breeding the cows now, so it's time to change. You know, because I really think with the, just Western Oklahoma has some awesome bull sales. And we got some awesome bull breeders around here, and they have some good sales. And, you know, it's like trading cars. Come on, let's trade that bull. You've had him 2 years now. Time to get rid of him. Get some, you know, take them to Elk City and then get you a new one. And and then just think, you're going to get your money back at $4,000.
That's exactly right. So we'll find out what the good young ones are worth. I think it's coming up this Saturday.
Saturday.
Got Linda coming on sometime this week to talk to you about the Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale.
Mrs. Linda Lucas will be in Thursday at noon to talk about that one. So I guess you and your dad and you guys will be back. You'll be there Saturday.
Yep. Me and my boy.
I got you.
We'll be there. Calling bids and helping out Mr. Tucker and the good people that are part of the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association.
Well, that sale last year, I don't know if it was their best one, but it was a good one.
It was a lot of good quality bulls, and they may top it this year. So,
well, we'll see. I mean, the market usually at the sale barn kind of helps dictate what those bulls are worth, and I mean, I don't disagree with what Dr. Johnson from OSU said in his article, because I read his article every year. And the first one I read 3 years ago, I remember, is around $7,500 what a good bull will cost you if you're figuring your five calves at 500 pounds or whatever the market is. Well, yesterday, his same deal was at $11,700. So that's $4,000, a good bull's worth $4,000 more than it was 3 years ago, according to his equation.
Yep. That's probably accurate.
I think it is. I mean, I know some of my buddies, especially from around Grimes, and you know who I'm talking about. They're not going to spend that on a bull, but they're going to. But they sure want to.
Yep. Well, it's a good investment. You know, but there is always the concern of what if that son of a gun breaks his leg before he gets started breeding cows this summer or this spring. You know, that's always a concern when you're putting out that kind of money out there. I think that we're liable to see a pretty high replacement bull market this spring. Sure, a lot of people still want to restock and replenish some pastures, and we've had a little bit of winter moisture to build up some sub moisture that should have enough sub moisture to kind of get our grass started off good this spring. Hopefully, we don't turn off and stay dry once spring gets here, but we should have enough some sub moisture to get our grass started. And seems to be some interest in putting some young cows back out, and not a lot of interest in the heifers. Breeding the heifers, it seems to be that's kind of getting to be a dying art. There might be a pretty good opportunity out there for somebody who wants to spend a little time breeding and calving some heifers. But there sure are a lot of people who want to buy some mature cows and turn them out on some grass.
Yeah, and I don't get that. I mean, I know heifers can be a royal pain, depending on the weather. Mm-hmm. But technology's come a long ways. These EPDs you can get on these heifer bulls has changed, because I've talked to a couple pretty good size commercial ranchers that said they're so confident in their heifer bulls now, it's very rare that they go out at night and check them anymore.
Yep.
They're that confident in their Hereford Bulls. So, you know, and weather dictates. Oh, man, I remember 3 years ago that February. And I was calving 35 of those heifers. And, oh, man, I just lived out there. And they were you know, bred to heifer bull. But the problem of it is the weather was just miserable. And those girls didn't have a clue what they were doing. And they'd drop a calf and go back to eating a bale of hay and leave that poor baby out there to freeze. They didn't know what was going on.
Yep. They were cold and having to use all their energy to try to keep themselves warm and not thinking about their other responsibility. That can sure happen when you get into that bitter cold weather.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of guys calving in December now or waiting till March now. There's what's your thoughts on that? The good cattleman that you are, what is your thought about instead of calving in January and February, does calving early in December hurt you when you're marketing your calves on a normal year? Or is it too late to calve them in March? Are they going to be too small for wheat pasture in the fall? What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts, I'm a pretty firm believer and follower of Kit Farrow's, when they're not really his philosophies. They're things from old that we've kind of got away from over the years of cattlemen and ranchers, but you know, used to be it was done more this way, and then we got into such a push, the cattlemen got into such a push to put more weight on cattle quicker, and so we kept backing up our calving dates you know, where you know, used to be it was years ago it was all happening in April, May, and June, and now it's happening in December, January, and February. But I'm a pretty firm believer that calving in sync with nature is the best way to go about things. And you know, whenever the deer are putting out their fawns, and that's when your cows should be calving. And I think that you're calving your cows in March, April, and May, you're getting them right on top, and your heifers too. You're getting them right on top of when you've also got green grass available. And it's been my experience that a lot of times, especially on my first calf heifers, my breed back will be better on my heifers calving in March, April, May than the ones that I calve in December, January. But you know, it does mean your calves are a little bit smaller going into fall. But your breed back is better, and there's pros and cons both ways. If you're trying to market some pairs, it's a lot easier to market a set of first calf heifer pairs with pretty big calves on them in their side in April than with brand new babies at their side. But you know, I'm a pretty good big advocate of calving in sync with nature. You know, things are supposed to calve in the spring, and that's where I try to set my program up. I say that I am calving heifers right now, but that was just when they was bred for. You know, I'll back them up, and their next calf, you know, will be born in March. So you know, I just back my weaning dates up. You know, and instead of you know, weaning in September, October, or even November, most of the time I'm weaning my calves in December. You know, off those cows, and then you know they're kind of doing a low maintenance deal, and they're getting healed up and ready to go and calve again. You know, by March, and again they're calving on top of right on top of green grass. So they're the grass is providing their maintenance and energy instead of me having to provide it with supplements and hay.
Well, that makes sense. One of my listeners said here, just buy Favreau bulls and use them, and you can sleep all night. And he also said, calves are not born with winter coats.
Right.
And that's a very, very true statement. And then you got your guys that don't pull the bulls, which, you know, that's their business. And so they might be having them right now, or they might be having them in July. You never know.
Yep.
They go with the flow.
Yep.
Well, over at Western Oklahoma yesterday, you finally hit a big number over there, a great big number, bigger than normal. What was it, 3,000? What was that?
Yeah, just over 3,000, 3,026, 27, I believe was our final count. And lots of big cattle. Gosh, it's amazing. Think here we are the next to the last week in January, and there's some wheat pasture cattle. There's that many wheat pasture cattle that are already weighing in the nines and the thousands, and we had a good run of them yesterday, and then a lot of the six, seven, and eights as well. A lot of really good quality home, mostly home raised, coming off wheat cattle. Kind of started the wheat pasture run there yesterday, taking advantage of the good prices, and they came flowing into town, kind of like they did a couple of weeks ago to Elk City, where they came flowing in here to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and had some really nice consignments, and boy, they rung a bell. It didn't seem to matter whether it was three weights on up to 10 weights. The prices were just absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list you texted me last night, and I'm looking at the eight weights. And you had nice groups of eight weights, and they all stood out. But this 50 head weighing 863 brought 265. I bet that guy was a happy camper. Might even went bought him a new RV without check. So he'd be a really happy camper.
Yep, that's right.
So the older bred cows. Are the bred cows and some pairs and four to five or older and stuff, they're off the charts, I guess.
Everything's high. You know, and that may be the one thing that's kind of saving us here going for the future, towards the future, and our numbers-wise, me and Bo Deal was talking about this there last week while we was watching the sale there at Elk City. We was visiting there a little bit. You know, that may be the one thing that's saving us here going forward on our numbers is you know, there was a time, even as recently as a year ago, or maybe just a little bit more, 15 months ago, that, you know, all of our old heavy bred cows was going to slaughter. And in the last year, the vast, vast majority of those cows are actually going back out, you know, on a short-term grazing deal. And that may be offsetting the fact that there's not a lot of people buying and putting heifers back out to breed. That's probably helping a little bit with that number, helping a little bit with the calf numbers coming up this fall, is the fact that there's a lot of them short-term cows that are going back out to pasture instead of going to slaughter like what they have been previously. But there is a little margin in those cows. And these guys, you know, these stocker calves are up there high enough in the initial price, the first cost on them, that they're buying a cow with a calf inside of her, figuring that's a little less risk than the stocker calves.
Right. Yes. And I think I'm going to pay attention particularly to the heifer bulls being sold coming up in the sales in the next couple months and see if there's something jiving there, you know, like, he's thinking about getting him some heifers and see what's going on. Because we really do need somebody to get some heifers going.
Yeah, we do. And you know, but again, you know, you're talking about, you know, for a very, very front-end pasture, very, very front-end heifer, you know, you're talking about a $2,000 bill as your initial startup on them things. And man, that's hard to think about, that you're going to spend $2,000 on something that you're not going to get a paycheck out of for you know, close to 18 months, a year and a half, before you see the first paycheck out of that thing. So that's a lot of time and a lot of interest build up. And, you know, so I can understand why people, aren't real crazy about doing that. But we sure need somebody to, you know, get some young cows started and going.
Well, and, you know, the way I look at that, there's two ways to look at that. The way you just talked about with the heifers waiting 18 months on your getting any return on the deal, and your percentage calving-wise are less than if you've got some 3, 4, 5, 6-plus-year-old cows that you buy, and that's understandable. It's a lot more guaranteed with the cows than the heifers. But, you know, you always hear these guys going, well, I can't sell any cattle till after the first of the year. Well, if you get you some heifers, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. See, that's a good point.
I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to what I say there. They're like, they're probably getting ready to text you, shut up, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bo Deal, he listens to me a lot. The other day, I walked in up there at Elk City. He said, man, they just sold some second calf heifers. Calves off first calf heifers, and I looked at him like, what? he said, well, it's the first calf heifer, second calf. I said, oh, I got you. I'm with you on this one. I said, just think, can't wait to get some third calves off first calf heifers. Wait till that comes. We're going to start a new market trend.
Yep.
Have you got anything coming up at Elk City?
I got a good calf run coming up this week. A lot of really nice calf consignments. Got one set of young cows coming in. Should have a pretty nice set, pretty nice run this week. Of course, that'll all be dependent on whether or not, you know, what's going to happen with the weather Thursday and Friday. If we do get a bunch of a good soaking rain, well, that might slow us down a little bit. But we expect a good run. Either way, whether or not it's going to be towards the large sides or a little bit towards the small sizes is going to depend on, you know, whether or not we get that rain coming in Thursday and Friday. And then Monday over Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, we've got two or three sets of yearlings already lined up over there for Monday, and expect a good run over there again this coming Monday. So I think we'll be have a couple of decent runs coming up Friday and Monday both. And Friday, how large it is, you know, could be a little bit affected by the potential rain Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and then you got the old big equipment auction going on Saturday next to you over there, so it's going to be a little busy intersection around there.
Yes, sir.
Well, it looks like they've kind of moved the rain into, moved it up to tomorrow, and things drying out on Thursday and Friday, so who knows?
Yep.
All right. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on, and I'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or RangeMax cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacka.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops.
Most people have two choices. Either use Belling Wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 27th. 3,027 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 671 brought 297.50. 11 at 711 brought 285. 21 at 805 brought 264. 18 at 821 brought 265. 11 at 865 brought 262. 7 head of heifers at 522 brought 300. 19 at 569 brought 297. 10 at 665 brought 275. 76, 12 at 705 brought 256.50, 26 at 787 brought 254.50, 27 at 801 brought 250.50, butcher cows were 38 to 155, butcher bulls brought 133 to 184, bred cows were 1275 to 2350, pairs brought $2,550. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Slap out America. Suburbs of what, Laverne? 54 degrees, feels like it's 54, the dew point's 18, humidity's 24, the winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles an hour, 4/100ths of an inch in the last 10 days is the moisture for slap out, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 33 degrees, sunset at 6:02, today 55 with increasing clouds, tonight mostly cloudy, 34 low winds, no winds at all to speak of. And tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, high of 50. Northwest to east winds, 3 to 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 10 to 12. Well, the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and is looking forward to continue that in 2025. They're excited to be a true full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd health, consultations, and medications for all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning your spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2025 and look forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200. To schedule or visit for after-hours emergency services. There you have it. All right, let's see here. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays. I'll have that coming up after this next break. 580-225-9697 if you got any hay for sale. Got a pretty good list going here, so get your pencil and pen ready for the that go-around coming up here in about 5 or 10 minutes. And if you're not handy with your text message, you can always call in here, and I'm sure one of the ladies will take your information and hand that information to me during the show. Next week, we're going to try to start, we're going to do an experimental run. Me and my wonderful crime partner there in the Penny News deal, we're going to list the people in the Penny News on that ad there for Hay Day Tuesdays. We're going to list that on there. So also, so if you get back and you got say, I wonder who that one guy was Jimmy was talking about. I don't remember. Well, it'll be in the Penny News just a couple days after I announce it. So it's all good. Well, milk production in the U.S. continued to drop in December, down 0.5% year over year to 18.7 billion pounds, according to the USDA's milk production report. This was largely driven by steep production decline, 6.8% in California, where dairies there continue to battle the bird flu. On the other hand, some of the top milk-producing states saw significant gains in December, including Texas, up 7.5%, and Idaho was up 3.5%. The national dairy herd ended the year with a head count of 9.351 million head. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back and get your pen and pencil ready. Write down, I got lots of good hay for sale today. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
All right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for Granite for southwestern Oklahoma. 51 degrees at Granite, feels like 51. Dew point's 26. The humidity's 37. The winds are out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Sunset at 6:02. Partly sunny and 59 degrees today. Tonight, 41 for a low. Chance of rain showers, 30%. Wind switching south to the becoming out of the northeast. Tomorrow, 80% chance of rain showers, 53 for a high. Northeast to east winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour with wind gust up to whopping 15 degrees. All right, you guys ready for Heyday Tuesday? Brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Hey, guys, this is free advertising. And the right guys might be listening today or they might be listening next week. I'll put this ad for your hay on here as many times as it can be because this is free. So let's, here we go. 300 bales of really good rye hay, $65 per bale, can load, Southeast Sayre, 580-821-4816, 300 to 350 bales of rye. Really good, and I can tell you, I've seen this hay being baled up. It's good, lush stuff. Woo, really good stuff. $65 a bale. Really good. Can load. Southeast of Sayre, 580-821-4816. 400 bales of alfalfa, anywhere from $150 to $180 a ton. All this hay here on this one is all irrigated. 500 bales of irrigated sorghum pea mix, $150 a bale. 300 bales of oat hay, $150 a ton, 580-393-1233. This is at the Hex exit right there north of there. 400 bales of alfalfa, 500 bales of irrigated sorghum and pea mix, 300 bales of irrigated oat hay. Can load, 580-393-1233. $140 bales of rye true to cow mix, $50 a bale, 729-0356 at Carter. 140 bales of rye true to cow mix, $50 a bale, 580-729-0356. And here's another one. Approximately 293 bales of Sudan high in nitrates will be good for stocker or grinding. Have OSU test results. $30 a bale. Can load. Call or text 580-243-9423. South of Sayre. Approximately 293 bales of Sudan high in nitrates will be good for stocker or grinding. Have OSU test results, $30 a bale, can load. Call or text 580-243-9423, south of Sayre. Up in Roger Mills County, or maybe it's Custer, I don't know, north of Hammond. Got some blue stem grass hay, round bales, $60 a bale, can load, 580-878-1157. Blue stem grass hay, round bales, $60 a bale. Hammond, can load, 580-878-1157. 878-1157 for some blue stem grass hay. There you got. There is your Heyday Tuesday. Pretty good run on that. Let me check here. Let me make sure this thing's updated. Let's see. Yep, that's all updated. Okay, let's see. Let's do a quick check on current because it's changing by the minute. Let's do a really quick upkeep on the Lipscomb grain market or Lipscomb dealership grain market. Let's see what's happening. Things are still looking good. March corn 488 up 6.25. Soybeans March 1046 up 1.5. Soybean meal, March 302.30, up 150. Hard red winter wheat, 562, up 9.5 for March. Live cattle just keeps on going. February, 208.55, up 287. April's 207.30, up 347. June is 201.37, up 317. Feeders for January, 281.35 up 162, and March is 278.12 up 287, and April's 277.47 up 305. Also, don't forget, remember this coming Saturday here at 7 a.m. at the Western Oklahoma Technology Center, here in Elk City. We got climate smart farming, using plastic culture, watermelons. Talking about it's an all day affair here for the coming up from Langston University and the OSU Extension. Learn about different ways of gardening, honeybees, the whole nine yards. Also, the Roger Mills County bull sales going on. Then we got the equipment sale out here next to the Elk City Sale Barn going on. And I think they're having a bull sale down at Hobart also. And lots going on this Saturday. So don't plan nothing. There's no football. There's no excuses. You can tend them all. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless.